Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Justice isn't just a word, it's your right. We'll stand up for you when others can't. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Did you hear this yesterday? Chip Roy, Congress member, talking to the head of the FBI, Christopher Wray, who, by the way, was out there again, assuring us all that any moment we're going to have a 9/11 style attack. He likes to say that now when he appears in public, and then some version of, hey, they're going to take out the grid, collapse the internet. He actually left that part off. Normally he adds it about once a week, but probably, you know, the proximity of the CrowdStrike thing made that a little awkward. So he didn't actually say that this time, you know, flat out tell us to our face that someone or something is going to collapse the grid and, you know, maybe the internet or the internet, maybe the grid. Normally when he says it, he either tells it's going to be the Russians most of the time. Sometimes it's going to be the Iranians. Sometimes it's going to be the Chinese. Sometimes he doesn't say who's going to do it, only that it's coming. But what he never says is what he's going to do about it, which leads me to conclude the answer is nothing. He used to say it quarterly that it was coming. And then Obama produced an entire movie on it. Weird. But now he says it pretty much weekly. He really wants you to know it's all going to collapse. He really wants you to know they aren't doing a thing about it. Not once has he ever proposed changing a thing, including our open border. And by the way, he flat out tells you, yes, because they're coming over the open border. Chip Roy asked the question we were all wondering of FBI Director Wray. Were there any, you know, FBI employees you know of disappointed that Trump didn't survive? Okay, folks, this is another one of those postmarker moments in America. Nobody on the right, on the left, would have thought to ask the FBI director such a thing 15 years ago, 20 years ago. And now it's front of mind. It shows you the country we live in now. Here's Chip Roy grilling the FBI director.
In 2016 and 2015, top FBI officials infamously texted about, quote, their insurance policy to make sure Trump was never elected or inaugurated as president. Have any FBI agents texted, emailed, or expressed disappointment that Trump survived the assassination attempt or otherwise editorialized about the assassination attempt?
I don't know about any agents. There have been at least two instances, I think, or one instance of an individual who posted something unacceptable. And that individual has been referred to our inspection division, which is the arm, our sort of internal affairs investigatory arm that does the disciplinary process.
Okay. Will you report back to this committee any other incidents?
And he goes on to say that he would. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, we go 71307. Good morning, Tara. Just getting into my patrol car to start today. God bless you. Hope you stay safe. Thanks for your service. Just getting into my patrol car to start today, he writes, and I hear about Crash, my son, questioning why adults lie. And really, they're just shocked at how many lie after watching that montage of every single mainstream media outlet lying about Kamala Harris being the border czar yesterday. He said, it made me think of the cult movie They Live, where Rowdy Roddy Piper plays the lead and gets a pair of sunglasses that allows him to see the truth. Huh. Well, good morning. I said, way to start today. I got to tell you what. Okay. Meanwhile, Trump, like all of us, still trying to figure out who the Democrat nominee's going to be. We don't know. Allegedly, they could vote as early as a week from now on August 1st. So here's Donald Trump yesterday. And I like this Trump. He's focused. He's sticking to the teleprompter. He's avoiding the side fights. He's taking it to him. This is well written. He should let his staff write his stuff and read it. That's all you have to do at this point to bring it home. Here's Trump.
And just like crooked Joe Biden, Kamala Harris is unfit to lead. She's unfit to lead. She'll destroy our country in a year. This country will be destroyed. A vote for Kamala is a vote for four more years of dishonesty, incompetence, weakness, and failure.
Excellent. I just wish he'd wait a week with it. There's two things going on right now in the media, and it's very schizophrenic what is going on, okay? And the New York Post confirmed what I've been telling you. And it's an incredible article yesterday. First, they told us 2 days ago the whole thing was a coup. They deliberately set Joe Biden up, pushed him off into this debate, knowing he would fall apart so they could replace him. So that was thing number one. Thing number two in that article was, hey, then they sent the Democrat leadership to threaten him. He better get out. So out he goes. Okay. This one is about why Obama has not endorsed Kamala Harris, and it flat out says she can't win. It reveals for the first time what I've wanted to know. Who was the replacement candidate they pushed Joe out for? It's Mark Kelly.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mark Kelly. But Biden has really tripped them up because he was supposed to leave on his own accord, got to like into power and refused. So he's cost him like 3 weeks, during which time they were supposed to have the Blitz primary. Here's Joe Biden 4 years ago talking about what he was supposed to do with his time.
If I reach something where there's a fundamental disagreement we have based on a moral principle, I'll develop some disease and say I have to resign. We don't have that. We discussed it.
It's exactly what's happening right now. He probably does have a mental disease, maybe a couple others. I don't know. So that's going on. Okay. So Joe Biden has cost them weeks. I told you in December he would drop out the week after the convention, but they spent so much time trying to get him out there running out of time. He did this other terrible thing to them, too. And it lays it out in this New York Post article. They didn't count on him endorsing Kamala. Because what were they doing 3 weeks ago? Oh, we need to have a Blitz primary. Why do they want a Blitz primary? Why do they want that? Because they know she can't win it. They can't be seen shoving the black woman aside, even if she's a fake black woman. They can't be seen shoved because everything with them is fake. They can't be seen shoving her aside. That would be racist for a white dude. So they were going to go full democracy on it. Oh, well, you know, democracy. Look at there. Looky there. After all those phone calls the leadership made, the delegates sure want Mark Kelly. That's what this article tells us. It tells us in the article, if you want to read it, Obama doesn't believe Kamala Harris can beat Trump, which is why he hasn't endorsed her. So you're seeing two schizophrenic things simultaneously. Joe and Obama have been fighting ever since 2016. when Obama shoved Joe aside, backed Hillary, Hillary lost. Joe thought he could have won, and then he did win. So he feels just very maligned by Obama. Obama's now pushing Joe out. Joe refused to go. This is part of the beef between them, even though Joe had agreed to go, as you're hearing there, right? This has cost them weeks during which they were going to have their fake blitz primary to move the white guy in with the excuse, well, democracy. Okay. Yesterday, in a desperate move, they brought out Black Lives Matter, the only people who can make this argument, to say, we don't want Kamala. She's one of the elites. That's not fair. It's not democracy. That's why they said this yesterday. What we need is a what? What a coincidence, by the way. A blitz primary. The very thing the Democrat leadership floated 3 weeks ago. You don't have a blitz primary. Why? Kamala can't win. I mean, no, they know she can't win. This is a woman who got beat by some guy named Tom Steyer. Who the heck is that? I don't know. And Andrew Yang. They know the blitz primary was to stop her. They didn't count on Biden anointing her. That's why he did it. Why? He wants her to lose so he can say to Obama, see, you should have let me in. I'm the only one who's ever beat him. Donald Trump. And we all know he was selected, but still. So they're in a mess. A true mess. So you get the schizophrenic. The media doesn't know what to do, okay? On the one hand, they're all running these terrible articles about Kamala Harris that are actually true. You've got Politico saying international leaders don't like her. They think she's a loser. They think she can't beat Trump. They don't respect her, which is probably true, but they never tell you that in mainstream media. You've got the New York Times saying she is the weakest of their candidates. That was on Monday. You've got Axios saying Biden wouldn't step down because he doesn't think she can win. That's the political assassination driven by Obama. He's still trying to get to the blitz primary, knock her out, and put Kelly in there, right? On the other hand, the mainstream media doesn't know what to do because they're looking at her going, well, she might be the candidate. So they've already started lying on her behalf, like telling us she was never the border czar. So it's too competing. This is why you're seeing this bizarre coverage. The Democrat leadership's still trying to knock her out. The media is like, well, do we lie and help her or do we take her out? And they're doing both. It's absolutely schizophrenic right now, which I love. I've never seen them in such disarray. So I am fully backing Kamala Harris for president right now. They've got a week to get her out. And they're so desperate. They have deployed the only people with the credibility to take her out. Black Lives Matter. And that Black Lives Matter saying we need to have the blitz primary. We know she can't win. We think she's an elite globalist. She's the one the billionaires want. We don't want her. They're the only ones who can say that in the Democrat Party. Will they succeed in knocking her out fast enough? Because they only got a week to do it. Well, half the mainstream media is still lying, trying to help her because nobody knows what to do. It's a mess. And you know what? It looks a lot like the way our primaries go. Totally unscripted, a complete disaster, total chaos. It's fantastic. Okay, y'all. Go Kamala. She knows this. She's only got to hang in for a week. That's why she wrapped up the delegates so fast. And then she's it.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.